Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome to the kitchen table. Welcome to When a Mother Prays. This month of May, we are going to be investing in our families by investing in time in prayer. And we're going to be doing that by together. We're going to walk through a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal. And honestly, you can listen here for about 5 minutes every day. You can grab the video segment of it as we interact together in a community. I want you to learn how to pray in a rhythm for your children that is life-giving for you and grows your intimacy with God. And I know that it will. So I have a question for you as we start this month. Do you have a consistent plan for how you will pray for your child or your children, both for the big things, the big moments in their lives, and just the everyday, getting through the day moments? As they're going to school, they're playing with their friends, they're living in your home, do you have a good prayer plan? I want to be honest, I've shared this many times on the podcast. The reason this prayer journal exists is because I did not know a way to pray consistently for my children. I mean, I was praying for my kids. I was believing in prayer as the method of connecting with God about my children. Like, I was not confused. I still am not confused, but I didn't have a good prayer rhythm. And so what happened is I was missing out on what God was actually doing in the lives of my children. And I was not praying with the authority God gives us through His Word. I wasn't coming into His throne room with confidence knowing He was going to meet me there. I was approaching Him like worried and hoping and wishing. And I want to help you eradicate that posture and instead understand that the God of this universe leans down and He is listening and He is inviting you to an intimate walk of prayer over your children. So what does it mean to have a consistent prayer plan? What does it mean to intercede and to line up God's promises for your individual children and ask God to meet them? You see, over the course of a month, I'm going to invite you to learn 4 main places to be praying intercessionally for your child. And as you pray these things, and then you return the next month, and you return the next month, what you're going to be seeing laid out on the pages of your journal is God's activity. And it will only increase your hunger to sit with Him. It will only increase your awe of who He is, and your, honestly, the overwhelm of your heart will be, God, how much you love my family. Who am I that God would bring us this far? And that happens when we see God displayed. But often in motherhood, it's just so busy, isn't it? And we're running from this activity to this activity, and we're dealing with this heart issue and this behavior issue and this experiential issue with different children, and we're offering prayers to God, and we forget what we've already prayed for. And I definitely would then forget, oh, I prayed for that for the last few months, and look at what God has done, because my prayers sat maybe a month ago or even 3 days ago in the craziness of the last 3 days, I've forgotten. But when they're written down in a journal, when we're creating a rhythm where we settle our hearts before God for a few minutes every day, and we just let His Holy Spirit sift through our thoughts and help us look at our children from His vantage point, how He sees our kids, our prayers become so much more intentional and purposeful. We stand on His word, so we're confident. No more are we wondering if God will listen to these prayers. No, we know He listens. He listens to His word, and He promises that His word will not return void, but it will accomplish what He has set it out to do. So we stand there and we say, God, this is my heart for my child, and I am asking You, meet us here. So for the next month, that's what we're going to be doing. And a lot of the questions I've heard from women who are already using this is, well, what exactly do I write in my journal? And oh my goodness, what if I don't write the right thing? So I thought it would be fun this month for you to hear my prayers and what I write. Honestly, it's super simple. I am not super complicated. I bet by day number two, you're gonna be like, oh, I can do this journal thing better than Bethany can. But remember, I mean, we're not in comparison with each other, but I want to free you from the worry of not doing something well, Mama. That is a lie. We talked about it all last month in the podcast. You're not a flaw. You are God's plan. And part of His plan involves you praying for your child. So I want to implore you to join us this month. I want you to drop into the show notes and grab the link that will help you get the journal, that will help connect you with the emails that'll be going out every day. I will be sending a quick email of, hey, this is what I'm writing. You'll grab it by video. You can grab it over on Instagram by video. Find me there on Instagram at Bethany Kimsey, and you can hear it here when you're driving around and you're just in the crazy of your day. Take 5 minutes with me. We'll pray together over these scriptures out loud. But my encouragement is you need to be journaling it too, because you're going to forget what you just pray. I know we don't want to. And we say, no, I think I'll remember. If you're anything like me, I will have forgotten, and I won't see the glorious work God is doing. And you know, if you're anything like my heart right now, I just want to see God. I want to see God in His glory. I want to see God at work. I want to be amazed at what He's doing. And this is the way we do it, is we spend time in a rhythm with purpose, with God, meeting Him in the pages of His word. So I can't wait to meet with you every day this month. Because when a mother prays, God answers her prayers. He delights in answering your prayers. So how do we use this journal? Well, every single day for 30 days, you will see a concept that you're going to be praying for your child, written at the top of the page. And then you're going to see a primary scripture that I'm giving you, that in essence, I say this scripture speaks to this prayer request, so that you can, with confidence, pray that scripture. Now, in a lot of the days, I actually give you several other scriptures. And the reason I do that, well, is number one, sometimes when I was working through this, I would get bored. And I wanted a different scripture that kind of said the same thing. So it's there for that reason. There are some scriptures that are there because these prayers are a little bit different when our children have different personalities and temperaments. And you may need a slightly different way of saying or holding to this promise of God or this truth. And so they're there for you to look up and to read. And then I've written for you a prompt. This is not your prayer. This is, why would this scripture talk to this prayer need that I'm having? How does this all connect? Because I think for so many of us, me included, I can understand a big prayer need, and then it gets a little fuzzy in there where I'm struggling to make the connection to God's word and to really understand how God wants to meet me in that prayer request or in that need. And so that's what this is. That prayer prompt just kind of unpacks that scripture just a little bit for you, helps give you some understanding of how God views your child over this concept or this issue. And honestly, I pray will give you courage and boldness in your prayer language with the Lord that you will be praying bold, big prayers for your kids. Every month, you have that journaling space. Please journal. I know you may feel weird and you may wonder, what if somebody reads this and sees something? I promise you that number one day you will be amazed at the works of God in your child's life that you know you prayed and you cataloged and recorded in this journal, and it will be a gift for your child, not a place of embarrassment. It will be a token that will actually firm up the testimony of how much God loves them, because they will see displayed in your handwriting the prayers that God has answered for them. It will be beautiful. But for right now, this is your special space. What I want you to do, though, is month after month, meet God over these concepts and watch Him move and watch Him change your heart. The week that we pray for our children's character, can I confess to you that I will usually, that first month, I'm sitting down like, you better help this kid learn to be kind. And by month two and month three and month four, there's a change in what I'm praying. I'm honestly probably praying for myself to be kind and compassionate. And then I have eyes and I am seeing when kindness and compassionate living is popping up in the life of that child. And I can rejoice even on the days that that child still struggles with kindness. You see, when we begin to align with God's word, His Spirit does a work in our hearts. So journaling is part of that work. I promise you it is. So if you've never journaled before, it's just a little bit of space. If you've journaled tons, I'm sorry, you might feel a little frustrated, but there's an extra notes section in the back of every day. Go there, put some additional notes there for yourself. Now, what is the layout of the journal? I want to give you an overview so that you know where we're going this month. You're going to have 2 days, the very first day of every month and the 16th day of every month, where you are praying for yourself. Mainly because the only way to have a posture of prayer is actually to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you a desire to pray for your kids. That's just the honest truth. We can only muster it up and force ourselves to do something for so long, right? We know that when it comes to, I don't know, exercising or a diet or anything that we just have to do self-discipline around, we will fall off the bandwagon. But when the Holy Spirit begins to birth in you a desire to pray for your children, oh my goodness. So we're going to pray about that 2 days a month. I am wanting to join with you and we're going to pray for our kids. But first, we're going to pray that we would want to pray for our kids. And then for that next week, so for 7 days, we pray over 4 different topics. So the first topic is that the gospel would be known to your child. And we break that down into 7 days, 7 concepts inside of that. So that's the first full week. Then the second full week will be that we are praying for the character that God will be creating and molding and creating our child's character to line up with His gospel truths. And we're going to go through specific character qualities and needs. What you will not see is that you will not see, pray that my child stops lying. We're going to pray for the positive. So we're going to be praying that they walk in truth. We're going to not pray that our child stops hitting people in nursery. We're going to pray that they walk with kindness towards others. And there's a difference there. And so if these 7 character qualities aren't necessarily yours, number one, you can always reach out to me and say, hey, Bethany, what would you pray if this was the thing you're praying for about your child? I will absolutely help you find that in scripture if you don't feel like you can find it. But you can change any of these. This is just to learn a rhythm of praying for your child. And then we hit that day 16. We're back to praying for ourselves. And we are praying for ourselves because we might be getting tired. We might be getting weary. And we're going to be praying for ourselves that we are like Epaphras. And the whole identity of Epaphras in scripture was that he was a man who prayed. And we want to be women who pray. It said that Epaphras was always struggling for somebody else in his prayers, that they would be mature and fully assured of the will of God. Man, don't we want to be women who are always struggling in our prayer life that our children would stand mature and fully assured of the will of God for them? I do. I want to be Epaphras. I want God to say, man, you walk like Epaphras walked. You pray like Epaphras prayed. I want to be like that. So we pray for that once a month. We're just going to go and sit with the Lord over that. And then we jump right back into the last 2 weeks of praying for our kids. Week three, we're praying for the spiritual battlefield that they are walking in every day. There's an enemy gunning for them, just like the enemy is gunning for you and me, your husband, everything. But so we are spending intentional time praying for their spiritual protection, their spiritual wisdom and discernment to be growing, that the word would become alive to them and active to them. And we are praying very clearly the word of God in protection over them. And then the final week of the month, we are going to be praying that they will walk for their future with God in a way that is beautiful in decision-making and friendship. This is how we're going to be praying for our children. And then month after month this year, you're just going to return back to those days. So on the third day of every month, you're going to be meeting with God, praying that the gospel would bear fruit in your child's life, and specifically that they will know who God is. I love hearing the stories of what God is already doing in your family because of your prayer time. So as always, I would love it if you will send me stories, send me your praises. Let me know how you are watching God move and work and have his way in your family and in your child's life. I can't wait to rejoice with you. I can't wait to see what God will do. And I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our faith, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.